Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello. What's up to everyone? Welcome. I'm so excited to have all of you tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Listen, this segment and this show is brought to you by my upcoming webinar, 4 Simple Ways to Create Cash. Yep, just jump over to joincharvette.com and grab your complimentary seat. I have 2 sessions coming up, and you can find out all about it at joincharvette.com. But listen, why are we talking about cash and why are we talking about money? We are starting the top of the year out, the top of the decade out here with an amazing guest. I told her before we went on air, and I put it in my Facebook post, she feels like a friend in my head. As Wendy Williams would say, we have Jacqueline Jones, we call her Jackie, of Sugar and Money blog that's hanging out with us. I'm going to be bringing her up to the mic momentarily. But listen, if you have put on your resolution or your goal, or your, because I know some people get hung up with people saying resolutions, doing resolutions, not doing them, whatever. You have a goal, you have a mission that you want to tackle some debt, or maybe you want to save some money, or you just want to think about building wealth. Listen, this segment is for you because our guest from Sugar and Money blog, Jacqueline Jones, paid down $65,000 of $100,000 in debt, and you're going to get to hear all about it. So what I want you to do is jump on your social media, wherever you're hanging out, and say, hey, you need to go check out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Hey, Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Hello to those that are listening from all of our broadcast stations, charvette.com, and, of course, iTunes. We love you guys. And Instagram, certainly we don't leave you out. It's Charvette M over there on Instagram. So let me go ahead and bring our guest up to the mic now. Again, Jacqueline Jones, she is a blogger, the mastermind behind sugarandmoney.com. She is a toddler mom. She's a wife and the ever optimistic and lifelong learner, really around finances, personal finances, definitely, and just helping us to pay off debt, save some money, build wealth. And she is coming really from the everyday person perspective. Coming up to the mic right now, hello, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm excited to have you on the show. Listen, we just keep up with each other on Instagram, our Instagram stories, and I'm commenting. I'm like, you do a lot on you. You're so productive on your when you go to lunch, and we're just talking back and forth. It feels like we know each other, right?
It does. You are like my girlfriend in my head for real. Like, hey girl, hey, you know,
hey girl, hey.
Like, yeah, you know.
Yes. Shout out to Sharice Jones of Sassy Jones Boutique. Jackie and I are both elite Secret Society members. So, yeah, we do share that in common as well. But I'd love for you to just tell the listeners how you just even got into this space around finances and really helping, you know, yourself and other people.
Oh, absolutely. I started learning about personal finances when I got into credit card debt, you know, new on the college campus, getting a credit card, and then realizing that my minimum payment wasn't getting that debt paid off anytime soon. So from there, I started reading different financial books to help me understand more about money. You know, we can all pretty much earn it, but like how to spend it wisely, how to pay down debt, you know, also how not to get into debt. And that's how it started, you know, years ago. And then from there, I realized that, you know, I was tired of the cycle of staying in debt year after year or either paying off debt but then getting back into debt. And then that's when I really just started making changes. So, yeah, it started from that first credit card that I opened up in, like, 1999. So that ages me a little bit, but
You still got it. You still look good. And so, you know what? I think you bring up a great point, because sometimes people do pay off debt, and it's like, okay, I paid off that credit card, and then it's like you look back a year later or whatever later, and it's like, how did this balance get back up to this space? And so this is a great conversation, I think, to have if you have never paid off anything, or if you're like, I paid it off, and then I got myself back into this mess. And so Sugar and Money, this blog, when did you create this?
I started my blog in 2018. Yes, 2018. So this year will be 2 years.
Okay, and so it's one thing definitely to work on your own personal finances, and you know, probably friends and all of that started asking you for help, but creating an actual blog, was there a certain catalyst that said, you know what, I need to actually publish something, I need to have blog posts, I need to get this out to the world?
Yes, you know, it really started from Instagram, because I love Instagram. I'm probably on there too much, but I would see people there posting their stories. Just being honest, I'm on there too much. I would see them sharing their stories. And, you know, just growing up and even now, people do not talk about money. It seems so taboo. You know, like we hear the stereotypes or people that talk about sex faster than they'll talk about money. You know, like, unfortunately, it's true. So
Ooh.
From there, I saw that platform, people sharing their money stories. And, you know, I would comment and I would follow people. And then from there, you know, you read about what's your passion or what would you do if you weren't getting paid for it. And, you know, in the beginning,
right.
you're not getting paid off blogging. And for me, that's, you know, personal finance. I would talk about personal finances or help people create a budget if I was not getting paid for it, because I actually like it. You know, like, I like talking about money. I like learning about money. I like saving money. You know, like having the choice of freedom due to having some money saved. So that's when I started, and I was reading other people's blogs, and then I decided I wanted to start my own blog, because I actually started a blog some years ago when I moved to Richmond. Me and my husband started one about, like, moving away, and we were, like, big into, like, the foodie scene, and I didn't keep up with that at all. So I've always,
uh-huh.
like, wanted to be a blogger. So this one, I felt like I could keep up more with it, because, you know, you're going to always have money talks and things going on with money. So that's why I started the blog.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. If you just tuned in, hey, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are live broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we are chatting it up here with Jacqueline Jones. We call her Jackie, of Sugar and Money Blog. So if you have aspirations of tackling some debt and getting some savings, you are hanging out in the right place. Don't you touch that virtual dial one moment. And so we do have to stick a pin right there, because you do have some Richmond roots. So Richmond gets to claim a little bit of this, right?
Absolutely. You know, and just to go back, and we can jump around, but the reason why I moved to Richmond was because I got a better paying job. The reason why I got a better paying job is because I needed more money to pay my debt off. So that's what led me to Richmond.
Oh wow! And we released you and let you go on, but we were glad we can at least claim that we had some impact at a certain amount of time. So I know there's some listeners saying, well, what is the sugar and money? Like, I know that they probably thought, is this something to do with candy? Does she do custom treats? So tell us about the name.
The sugar comes from me, of course. I love desserts. I love sweets. My favorite dessert is red velvet. But the sugar part comes to just living a sweet life. So you have some people that are on a debt-free journey to where they are all in gazelle tents. They aren't having any fun. Whereas me, I like a more balanced approach, or as balanced as it could be, to where I can still enjoy a trip here and there, or we still go out and eat, you know, time to time, you know, not to where it gets excessive, but just to have, still enjoy life, because we do have a daughter, so we don't want it to where it's just total sacrifice, at least not for us. Everybody's journey can be different, but I still want to be able to enjoy life while I have these years with her being younger.
And that's what I so love about following you on Instagram, is that, you know, you're in Target, and we help you with some of your purchases. You're like, should I purchase this? Should I not? You're not the type of person that's like, I'm not spending any money. Like, we spend zero money and just kind of live this sad, boring life. Like, that is not what is portrayed in your Instagram. And so it's real life. And so I think that's what really is impactful for people. How can they follow you on Instagram?
Sugar and Money. Yep, that's where I'm at a
All
lot.
All right. Simple and easy. We're saying it over and over again, so listeners, you it's going to click in and stay with you. Okay, so I know there are people saying, okay, Charvette, we want to hear how she paid down $65,000 in debt from $100,000. And so talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So I had, it was three types of debt. I had a car loan, bought a brand new car. I had credit card debt. So my car loan was about $23,000. My credit card debt was $20,000. And I think when I hit that $20,000, that was like, okay, we need to pump the brakes. Like, this credit card debt is getting out of control. And then I had roughly $60,000 or $63,000 in student loan debt. So with that, I realized that, you know, I was really tired of handing my paycheck over to my debtors or to my bill collectors, you know, every time I got paid, because I would do my little makeshift budget. It wasn't nothing fancy, and you don't have to have a fancy budget sheet. You just really just tracked in what came in and what's going out. And when I started with that positive number and started minusing out where everything was going, I'm like, so much of my money is going to Nissan, or so much of my money is going to Discover and Visa, and, you know, Nelnet is my student loan provider. So from there, I realized that, you know, one or two things was happening. Either I didn't have enough money coming in, or I was just spending too much money. In my case, I wasn't spending too much money outside of bills, because I really didn't have that much extra to spend. So I really had an income problem. From there, I did try a part-time job. And to be honest, it was at probably the worst place for me. It was Ann Taylor Loft, and I liked to shop there.
Oh.
It was like the little bit of money I made went back to the store. You know, just being honest, it was like, okay, I made 100, I get 50% off, you know, I'm buying me some outfits to wear to work. So, you know, that was not the best place for me to work part-time. And then I looked, you know, just internally. You know, we were living in South Carolina, and I know we have a lot of internal jobs coming open. I spoke to my husband about it, like, would you be willing to relocate if the opportunity comes open? He agreed, and then I went, you know, it took a few months. But then I looked for another job, a better paying job. So from there, that's when we relocated and used, you know, the money, the extra money, then to start paying off my debt. And one of the biggest thing was, and a lot of people sometimes overlook this, is like, I had to stop using debt. You know, for me to pay off that credit card and keep it paid off till now, I can't keep charging on it. Because a lot, like you said before, we will pay a card off, and before you know it, it's back to $5,000. It got back to that because we used it again. You know, some people can have cards in their wallet and not use them. Other people, you may need to pull them out your wallet, leave them at home. You may need to put them in the freezer. You may need to cut them up. You may decide to cancel your credit cards. Whatever you need to do to keep you from getting back in that same situation. And for me, it came down to not charging my card back up. You know, if I do use my card, pay it off at the end of the month. You know, pay off what I know I can pay off at the end of the month.
Listen, you just gave, like, hold on, I got the pause right here. You just gave so many nuggets, like, right there. Okay, let me go back. One thing so key that you said was you recognized that you had an income issue. So some people have a really, really huge spending issue, but I love that you recognize, like, hey, my spending is not, like, that crazy. I need more income. I need more cash. I need more revenue coming into my household. So for those that are listening, you know, just be self-aware like that, you know, just write that down, like figure out ways. And that this is so in line with my free masterclass that's next week that you guys can sign up for at joincharvette.com. I'm going to talk to you about four different ways to create more cash, in particular if you're a speaker, author, consultant, coach, expert. And so this is right in line with that. But then, Jackie, you also said once you raise the income, then that money you could go use to help tackle the debt. And a lot of times people, they eat the raise. Like they say, oh, I can go get a bigger car now. Like that's not the right thing to do, right?
No, that's not. And, you know, I think they call that lifestyle inflation. And I'm not going to say that I was perfect, because we have some friends in Richmond. You know, you may know one of them in particular. And we would go out to dinner, And they'd be like, you know what, hold up. This, we can't keep going out to dinner. Like, you got to have some kind of, you got to know when to pull it in. You know, it's okay to go out and sing because you still want to enjoy life. Like I said, sweet life, sweet finances. But you have to know, like, I can't go out to dinner every Friday night, at least not at $80 or $100 a meal. You know, like, if so, hey, we might need to come over to your house and we have a potluck. Or y'all come eat at our house one night. We'll come eat at your house one night. Like, we can't keep spending all this money eating out because most people, they spend a lot of money eating out, more than you probably realize.
Yeah.
Going towards your savings or your debt. Because it was one time, and I'm probably sure I blogged about it. I know I talked about it on Instagram. I added up how much we spent eating out, and we legit spent $800 in 1 month. No lie.
Listen. Listen. It's either out or amen, Jackie. It's either, we listeners, it's either out or amen. Will you pick which one it is? I'm saying out. I'm over here saying out myself, so... You're so right, and it's so and you have to, you know, we tell kids, and I don't have children, but I know you have Lolo. We tell kids, you know, we have food at home. They want to stop at McDonald's and stuff, but then we have to tell ourselves, we have food at home.
I talk to myself.
Yes.
And, you know, it was too funny. My husband probably remembered this. I was sitting there with my highlighter and then printed out my bank statement because I was getting serious. I'm like, look, I'm going to print these transactions out. Like, I want to put this highlighter to paper. I want to feel it. He's like, I don't know why you're doing that. You're just going to make yourself mad because he already know that I was going to be mad. And it was like, we're going to the store tomorrow. Remember, Martin's? We're going to Martin's tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got to get some groceries.
We got to. I am loving this. And listeners, I know you are. Shout out to Tara, who's listening from Facebook. Hey, girl, hey, my Facebook group. And, yeah, she is capturing some notes. Tips, stop using debt to pay off debt. Tip, discern if you have an income issue and you need some more revenue. Tip, prevent lifestyle inflation. If you get a raise, save it. Thank you, Tara, for that great recap over in heygirlhey.today is how y'all can get over to that. So that is definitely, those are like chunks of, that's so much right there that listeners, you can take and run with. But, Jackie, what I love that you also do is you provide some resources. You have... these great resources that are available, and I know people can get to them, you know, easily from your Instagram. So you have currently how to show people how to save $2,020 in 2020, and you're like, it's possible. So tell us about that kind of worksheet you've put together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Last year I did one where it was a 48-week challenge, and we saved $1,275. And then this year when I put a poll out there, a lot of people wanted to save, you know, $2,020 to go along with 2020. So then I created that worksheet. You know, an easy way to do it is, you know, setting up an automatic draft, you know, either biweekly or weekly, dividing that by 26 weeks or 52 weeks, and then you just kind of set it and forget it. You know, I like to just set mine and forget it and just have it reoccurring because if you have to manually make that deposit or set that up every week, it's probably not going to happen. But if it can just come off the top and it's not even there for you to spend, before you know it, that money will start just piling up, as I like to say. And
free.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
definitely
they
free,
can definitely
downloadable.
Free download worksheet. So again, you can get to it from the website, but one of the quickest ways is definitely to go to Instagram, Sugar and Money, like. Very simple, Sugar and Money, and then click the link in her bio and be able to get that. And you make it so simple. Sometimes when people look at numbers, it seems so huge, but you've made it so simple. And I've noticed, you know, as I followed you and worked with you, definitely use like tangible things like worksheets, and you've got these printable envelopes, and you have different digital really products and things available for customers and people just that are following you and supporters. How has it been to have these digital and kind of virtual resources for people? How has that helped?
You know, I really created stuff that I felt could help me because I think a lot of people are probably, you know, in the same situation I'm in that want to save more money, want to pay off more debt, want to just limit that spending. So even with the cash envelopes, that just kind of connects us back to our money. Like I was telling my husband on our way home today, it's so easy to go online and buy something. Sometimes we don't even have to whip our card out. If we know our PayPal login, we just put it in. It could even be saved. You know, you just got to log in.
Yes.
It just auto-populates, and you can buy it. there is nothing even, you know, attaching you to the money anymore. It makes it easy for it to slip through your hands, as we used to say growing up. But with cash, if you are going into a store, then you will be actually pulling that cash out. And, you know, you think about handing somebody $100 is a whole lot harder than swiping your card for $100. So that's where the cash envelopes come in. And, you know, when that envelope is empty, it's empty. You know, I have no more money to spend. Like, you, because you're still going to have to, you know, have that discipline on you to make those changes in your finances.
All right.
So
there you have it. There you have
it. Cash envelopes.
That is, that's awesome. We're going to take a very, very quick commercial break, and then when we come back, I definitely want to make sure listeners know how to pick up some of these other worksheets and resources that you have, and then also talk a little bit more about the debt piece and the saving piece. So we're going to take a very quick commercial break. Listeners, don't you move. We're going to be right back. Don't move.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up here with Jacqueline Jones. We call her Jackie, of Sugar and Money Blog. Sugar and Money. Follow her on Instagram. We tagged on Facebook as well, and then of course, sugarandmoney.com is the main website where you can make all of your connections. And so, Jackie, let me bring you back up to the virtual mic here. And so one of the things that I really like that you do and that you utilize social media to kind of keep accountability going, so some of the free downloads and resources you have, people, you know, have to kind of like circle and block off what they've done, and then you'll do an Insta story or you'll do a shot of it and put it on Instagram. Do you believe that is like a great way to keep accountability?
Yes, I think so. And I, you know, it's just that visualization. I think that I'm a visual learner. So for me, like seeing it, it makes a difference. And then also being repetitive, like seeing it often, like I think too, of course, you're in the social media world and digital world. The more you see stuff, it kind of comes in your, you know, it kind of embeds in your mind more, like the more you see it.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I like showing the stuff on social media. So then, and then also everybody don't see stuff the first time you post it. So they may miss it one time, or they may say, oh, you know, I forgot to go to that link to get it. Now I saw it. Let me go do it now type thing. And then also, like I said earlier, too, for them just to see that I'm participating, too. Like, I have the same, you know, goals that a lot of my followers probably have. So we do it together.
Absolutely. Yes, because you're like a real person. So this is, you know, not someone big in this big ivory tower, you know, saying you need to do this with your money. Like, you are a not average in a demeaning way, but the next, like, the girl next door type person. That, hey, if she can do this, I can do this. Now, how long did it take you to pay off the $65,000 in debt?
It has taken me, at this point, it's probably been 5 years, I would say, because I know we started before we had Lauren, and she's now about to be four, so that kind of slowed it down some. So I would say 5 years.
Okay, great. Listen, y'all ain't got nothing but time, so. Put your time in and take care of your debt. But quite honestly, in particular, if you're looking at, you know, student loans, a lot of times
I see people post memes about like student loans, like can they by accident erase my debt and all of that. So student loans seem to be really something that's a hot topic button for people. Do you have anything specific you would say around student loans?
Around student loans, I would say that was a big mental roadblock for me to come to terms that I actually have to pay these loans back. Like I remember sitting at my desk like, let me read through all these rules. How can I get out of this paying this? I had the public student loan, you know, forgiveness, or I even looked at going into AmeriCorps, but they didn't pay that much money. Like I was looking at every which way that I could get out of paying student loans. And it came down to I could not agree to being in debt for 20 or 25 years to get my loans forgiven. And then I just kind of went on a research of my own, you know, figuring out, okay, I even made the mistake one time of doing the income base because remember at one time I did not make enough money to really cover all my bills like we talked about.
Right.
So I went on an income-based repayment plan that people may think, well, that's helping me out. I'm paying something. You know, in my case, I was paying something, but I wasn't even paying enough to cover the interest. So I tell a lot of my friends, the first thing you need to do is call your student loan provider and make sure that you are at least covering the interest. Because since I was not, even though I was making payments, my balance was going up versus going down, even though I was making my payments that they told me I needed to make. So on that 60, when I got out of school, Charvette, I think my loans was around 56 or 57. But earlier, I quoted you, my loans were $62,000 because interest had been added on. So student loans are terrible. Like, you know, they're like one of the worst debts that you can have. And a lot of times we just say, okay, well, I can call them up and I can defer it or I can do forbearance. Yes, you can, but that interest is going to be accruing. So you want to really make sure that you really cannot pay your student loans when you decide not to pay them because that interest is going to be sitting there waiting on you, you know, unless you do qualify for a public student loan forgiveness, you know, and that's only, there's only a few that have actually received it. So that's the biggest tip I tell people, you know, get on the phone and call your student loan provider and find out what's going on with your loans. If I owe somebody, even if it's $20,000, $30,000, whatever, I want to know all I can know about my loans. So I remember many nights I would call them student loan providers every night, every other night, once a week until I know my loans probably better than them when I call in. I can ask them a question, and if they tell me the wrong thing, I'm like, no, this is what I believe it is. Can you check that for me again?
Right.
You know, if I owe somebody $60,000, I know that loan.
Listen, honey, and so that really goes back to something you said at the beginning about, you know, calling sugar and money, like talking about the money, not being scared of the money, not running from the money, dealing with the money, talking with the money, being comfortable with the money. And so I think that definitely ties all in. Are you available for speaking engagements if people have conferences and symposiums and events?
Well, I am definitely like practicing. I'm a little nervous. But I want to say yes. So, if I was invited, I would do the work to be prepared to speak to people. I have spoken at a vision board event. I did that last year. That was really good, telling my story. I'm kind of like working on my, you know, signature talk, as you say. So I want to say yes. If I'm given an opportunity, I would, you know, just to have that conversation, what they call it, fireside chat or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I do know I can help people. But
absolutely.
Yes, so I would say yes.
All right. Well, connect with Jackie, sugarandmoney.com. Again, Sugar and Money on Instagram. I've tagged on Facebook. So those are great connection points. I do feel like this is some of these tips and some of these just like from a regular person approach would be beneficial to, you know, some things that are out there in the world. But that is my 2 cents on that. And so we definitely want people to pick up this 2020 savings and then talk a little bit about, you've got a couple of things that they can purchase. And so when they go over to sugarandmoney.com and click on the shop link, there's a couple things for them there. Can you talk a little bit about some of the virtual products you have?
Absolutely. So I have 3 products out there. One was my holiday planner from last year. I'm going to actually revamp that for 2020. But I also have the cash envelope. So if someone wants cash envelopes, I mean, you know, if we're all saving money, if you want to just use envelopes you have at home, I'm totally okay with that. But if you want some cute ones with some cupcakes on it, you know, cute designs, then I have those. you can print them out and, you know, you just assemble them right at home. And then also I have this new 4-pack worksheet that I created for 2020 that's all around saving more of your money and spending less of your money. So, for example, one of them is a cute envelope, of course, to, like, save your cash if you want to save your cash at home. I always recommend, if so, you know, lock it up in a safe because, you know, you're going to get $1,000 back.
Yes. I'm sorry.
And you're gonna, you know, so kind of keep that money, you know, locked up because we don't want it to, like, walk away. Also, a game, like a no-spend challenge. This is my first year doing no-spend challenges because I've seen great successes with it, to where you go how many days out of the month, as long as you can, without spending money. You know, you may have a certain exception, whether that's paying. Like, a lot of people, they'll say, well, I'm going to still pay my bills. I'm going to buy gas. I'm going to buy groceries. Outside of that, there is no other money that I'm going to spend. So it's like a game to see how many days you can go a month without spending money outside of those necessities. Because you will be surprised how easy $5 and $10 walk away from you a few days out of the week. And then I also have a pledge, like a pledge to not shop at a certain store because, you know, I love my Target. But I said for the month of January, I was not stepping foot in Target. Like, I made that pledge to myself that I am not stepping foot in Target, not Target online, to just not go in there. And almost just to break that habit, I go a lot of times, if I'm not at Starbucks working on my blog, I'm normally in Target, like, picking up something for Lolo, walking around. You know, sometimes it's on my list, sometimes it's not. So I said I'm just going to cut that out for at least the first month of the year and see what that can save me. And then last was another, like, an upgraded savings chart to where you can actually save up to $3,520 because on half of the chart it's a $1,500 saving challenge and then on the other half it's the $2,020 saving challenge. So if you want to be like, you know, a big baller savings, you can go up to $3,520.
All right, sugarandmoney.com. Click on the shop link. Now, some people might not know the concept behind cash envelopes or envelopes, however you pronounce it. So can you tell them a little bit about, like, how, like, what's the strategy for using those?
Absolutely. So let's say you get paid biweekly. A lot of people get paid biweekly. And if you have already said, okay, in the category of eating out, I'm going to limit myself to $100. So you're going to go to the ATM or you're going to go to the bank and you're going to take out $100. That is all you have for that 2-week period to spend on eating out. So you have to have that discipline to where when it runs out, you don't have any more money to spend. Not go back to the ATM and refill it. You know, you want to say, I'm out of that money. I'm not spending anymore. And if you're doing multiple envelopes, let's just say I had an envelope for Target. I'm not going to borrow from Target because I want to eat out more. Like, I have to just stop spending because, you know, when it comes down to getting out of debt, you have to have discipline, Charvette. Like, you have to, because unfortunately not having discipline is probably what got you into debt. So you're going to have discipline to get out of debt and to stay out of debt. Because, like, for example, I have credit cards that have huge limits. It's easy for me to go and buy a trip wherever I probably want to go. I can just swipe a card or put my number in and buy it. But you have to have that discipline to not do it. Like, you can't repeat what you did to get in debt, you know, to try to get out. Like, it's just not going to work. It's going to cancel.
It's not going to work. All right.
No.
Wow. Well, we have stolen a few more minutes than we asked for, but this has been such great conversation, and I know that there are a lot of people that have these types of topics, debt, you know, paying off debt, savings, building wealth, on vision boards and their resolutions and all of that. So I'm glad that we spent some time at the top of the year, and it doesn't matter when you're actually listening to this episode on iTunes. I know that this has been beneficial. So my last question for you, Jackie, and we're going to let you go. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What continues to motivate me is honestly my daughter, Lauren, and the future that I have planned for her. Like, I want her to be able to go to college, you know, essentially debt-free, and be able to live life on her terms and not let money or the lack of money hold her back.
That's so good. That's so good. Yes, and I think you are right on track to take care and to do that. Big shout-out to your husband. Big shout-out to him, Henry.
Yes.
And we're excited. Thank you. I saw that he tagged me on Facebook. So hello, Henry. And he's a photographer, so you have amazing pictures. So kudos there. This is all a family thing. But we thank you so much for stopping by the show, and we'll just have to have you back when you've got some other cool things going on.
Thank you so much for having me, and I would love to come back anytime, Charvette.
All right. Well, thank you, and have a good rest of your night. Listeners, guess what? That is a wrap for today's show. As always, you know how we do. We have our shows available, and just go back and check out any part that you missed and share this with a friend. We're going to be back next week with other amazing guests. Peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.